time, and those that shall still be come. Let me take this opportunity to open this meeting officially. I'm told this might actually be our last meeting for 2019. So behave as usual, so that at least we started in a very good slate and we end up in a very good note. Let me also take this time to welcome those who will take whatever we say in here out to the public, because we are transparent. It's okay for them to be here with us, so that they can quote us verbatim. You are all welcomed to this meeting. Time is 10 o'clock. Apologies, Secretary. Those are bad news, eh? Advocate Ned is hospitalized. Menolo Chung is not still with us. The other member has gone to higher education. Tateyabo. Those are the three apologies from us. Okay. For those of you who are not clear, we are conducting our meeting today at a venue called V226, Old Assembly Building, Parliament. The agenda is the consideration of the draft committee program for the first term of the year 2020. And after considering that draft program, we will consider the minutes and adopt them. And we shall be on our way to plenary. That's the agenda for today. Can we then deal with the draft program for 2020? I hope everybody has the program with them. For those of you who are not used to tablets like us, we have made sure that you have hard copies in front of you, so that you can read. For those who are like me, we have sent the program. It is right there with you. So you can peruse and start looking and have your comments. Okay. I'm sure you know by now that we have considered the fact that we shall be very busy with the amendment of bills, and we have currently 5 pieces of legislation that we need to go through. The Civil Aviation Amendment Bill, as you know, we have dealt with it. It's currently being published for public comments. Then we have Air Traffic and Navigation System Company Amendment Bill, Airports Company Amendment Bill, National Land Transport Amendment Bill, and of course, when everybody's tired, we shall deal with this other bill, which is called the Road Accident Benefit Scheme Bill. Then we have dates for next year. Starting from 28 January until 18th of March, that will be on a Wednesday. I take it that I need not to go through each and every date because I know these portfolio committee members are readers. Any comment on this program, honorable members? Honorable Mangu, followed by whom? I'm glad today. Honorable Ramat is within the framework of those who are going to talk. Are they the only two? Mondise, Honorable Shabangu, and we're done. Oh. Honorable Hans Singer and Mrs. Valena. In that order, please.
Chair, thank you very much. Good morning, colleagues. Well, mine is maybe a question. At some time this year, we did consider a program for the committee. Whilst I could not find it, I do recall that we had exactly the same session that is being proposed for the 28th and the 29th of January 2020. But if I recall, and I'm subject to correction, we had exactly the same thing for the end of this term. The question is, what happened to that? Who decided on it? Because I thought it was a committee decision. That is the first one. The second one, which is more of a comment seeking guidance, is that we are obviously, as we were all aware, that there are a lot of amendment bills that are coming to us. So I think what is in front of us is exactly that attempt to deal with them, which I'm fully in support of. But my comment is that since we came, we have been reacting. We will finish a year reacting to things that are already prescribed. And I'm not sure, Chair, when as a committee we'll be able to reflect of what is the impact that we want to leave, either on an annual basis or on the 5 year that will be here. Because since we've been coming, we've been reacting. APP, budget, this and this, rightfully so, nothing wrong with that, with the exception of the trip we did, which was part of our orientation. So the program as it is gives me a view that there is some channeling that we are being put into, which I find very problematic, that we are not reflecting on, say, what are the other burning issues that are out there that is this portfolio committee we want to tackle. As it relates to the bills and the proposals, I'm in full support of that, what is proposed. I've got a question on the 28th and the 29th of January because it seems like there's a decision we took which has disappeared into thin air. And lastly, it's a seeking of guidance. Thank you, Chair.
Honorable Ramadwa Matosi.
Thank you. Ndolivuwa, ndimachero vanhu vose. Mine is just a question for clarity. On page, in fact, on the second page, on Tuesday, March 2020, there is public hearing on the Civil Aviation Amendment Bill. I just want to check or who are the people that are going to attend. My understanding is that when doing public hearing, we must deal with all the provinces and everybody, so that people must not say we didn't consult enough. That's how I understand. But now I want to check who are the people that will be attending here. Thanks.
Mondis.
Sanbonan. Thank you, Chair. Chair, I was checking on the one that will be on Friday, 13 March. Because sometimes if you have a meeting on Friday, most of people are not here. Because Thursday is the last day. We know that Friday is the working day, but it is not actually fruitful. I don't know either we can try another day or we leave it as Friday. Thank you, Chair.
Honorable Chairman.
Kialewa Mudula Stulo.
Daddy.
Page. The next page, 28-29 January 2020. It is said that the strategic planning session of PC on transport and the brackets period may be set aside for members' training. I think we should be informed in time when there are changes in order to prepare for the unprepared. With regard to the draft program for the committee, I think I'm partially answered. What my question is, when and how are we going to discuss matters that affect the community at large as a committee? Thank you.
Honorable Ansina.
Thank you, Chair. Chair, I've got three aspects that I would want to address. Being highly appreciative of how difficult it is to plan, I don't want to sound like it's critique, but then there's a particular experience and depth of knowledge also, therefore I'm querying the following aspects. First one is this portfolio committee's involvement and influence in the particularities around strategic planning, budgeting, and annual performance plans. When we return in the next year, again, we will return at the stage where we would be dealing with financial aspects, budgets, etc. However, there's no recognition for the fact that that would be the item on the table at the time. And we seem to be trailing instead of leading, in that we would return and get immediately involved in very important aspects, which is legislation, of items and amendments and bills that should have been dealt with in the fifth parliament. So this is a carryover, and therefore this is not work that is part of our agenda as members of the sixth parliament. We're catching up of work that should have been dealt with in the fifth parliament. The question still stands, when are we as a committee going to get involved with the issues around service delivery of the entities which find expression in strategic planning and annual performance plans, KPIs, KPAs, which we constantly see reflected as 100% and close to that, hence the experience of people are quite different to that. If we carry on in just starting in February and March, we would then have the first opportunity to have any influence on the next cycle in 2021-2022. Because we are always just taking note of reports and plans that have been drawn up, and we are rubber stamping those ideas and plans. The second aspect which I would want clarity on, Chair, is the item that disappeared from our agenda. As on an individual basis, I did get an explanation. I just think it's fair that the whole committee should also get an explanation around the public protector's report on panel van conversions to taxis that we had on our agenda, and for a procedural element it was removed, and it will, there is an expectancy that it would return. If you could just share that information with the committee around what's happening around that. And then more specifically looking at the program, since this is the item for discussion, you might recall, Chair, that from your chair last week on the 19th of November, a decision was taken around the Civil Aviation Amendment Bill, in that you asked whether there is, in fact, support in terms of desirability for such a bill. And the committee then confirmed that there is reason and necessity for such a bill to be amended, or such an act to be amended in the form of this amendment bill. The next stage in this is then a public participation, which is set out for the 3rd and 4th of March, and then final deliberations from the 10th to the 18th of March in terms of planning. But then without any form of consideration already in this program, there is already reference to the committee that would consider the report, the committee report on Airports Company Amendment Bill, a committee report on NLTA, and a consideration of a committee report on RAPS. It's already on the program. Whereas we haven't gone through the stages of consideration in terms of desirability or content. And again, I say I do understand the importance of planning going forward, but then we're not in any form of desperacy around items and content. Why then are we suggesting that we should already deal with a final committee report if the content of these other bills haven't even been considered or taken up in the program as being an informative session where we would only consider what's been designed up to now and then weigh the desirability of that? Why are we already jumping into some suggestion of a conclusive stage in saying that a report will be considered? Thank you, Chair.
Masithokoze Mhlonishwa.
Nginguluchise committee, nginguluchise nabantu bonke abasikhambeleko. Ngithokoza sihlalo. Looking at the proposed program for the first term, there's only just one concern, Chair, is that for the entire term, for first term in 2019-2020, that we won't be doing any oversight on any of the entities. And I think, as a committee, I think it's something that yourself, Chair, and many members in the committee, we always say what we do in Parliament must not be confined to the boardrooms and to the committee meetings. How does what we do on the ground actually impact positively on the intended public out there? So I would say maybe if there were to be any amendments here, would be if we can add maybe at least three or two oversized to entities. Obviously, there is an oversight period which is done by Parliament, but that does not stop the committee from doing our own oversight. And the reason being, I'll give you one example. The DOT funded some taxi rank in Vereeniging, spent 68 million rand. It was never completed, never used, and now they have plans to demolish it completely. 68 million rand down the drain, never opened, never used. So I think, and also we agreed that we're going to be summoning some of the municipalities one that we've singled out, I'm sure Honorable Chabangu will agree with me, the one in Mangaung with regards to BRT, where there was 282 million rands which was spent on consultants and part construction, that construction of that BRT collapsed. So I'm trying to make a point, and I see my friend McD is not shaking his head, actually agrees, that we should, in the first term, over and above what Parliament prescribes, that I would urge the committee that we visit some of these projects which are there on the ground in the first term. I know there's a specific period for oversight of committees. But lastly, Chair, I think Honorable Ramadwa might have covered me a bit here. I see here there's public hearings, and it says Parliament. So that means those public hearings will only be happening in the Western Cape. And therefore, any other person must then be expected to make electronic submissions or by post or anything else. Now, if we are looking at the issues of access, the people that might be impacted negatively here in terms of the Civil Aviation Amendment Bill, you know someone back home who stays in some village where the helicopters flying around all over, the air pollution that is there, and everything else that is there. So now those people will be expected to make electronic submissions to the committee, and will not go to them and make maybe two public hearings, perhaps maybe in each province, but we're confining this process to the Western Cape. That's just maybe a challenge for me, Chair, which might be which could be cleared up. Thank you.
No, thanks, Honourable Members. The date of the, what is this thing? The strategic planning session, as the Honorable Manuez correctly recalled, is still set for the 5th and 6th. That is next week. Now, as a chair of this portfolio committee, I thought, let me be proactive. People are going home on the 5th, on the 6th. We might not have a very fruitful kind of strategic session. So I requested that put it for consideration. It is not cancelled. If this House feels that we can do it next week, Thursday and Friday, to me it's okay. I was just being proactive, really, to say, hey, people will be checking flights and so forth and so on. Valerie? I can see that is actually the aim. Use this mic. Sure.
Chair, I spoke to Advocate Nell last week. We were looking at the dates. And also because the 5th and the 6th, Parliament had its strategic planning session, and the committees were advised to wait for that, the outcome of that strat plan. That report, we were told, will be available in the next week. Secondly, Chair, the other issue that we would discuss as support staff was, the department only had their strat plan for the next 5 years, on the 13th and the 14th, and we're trying to hunt down their KPAs. I must still speak to the PLO about that, so that we can have that information before the committee strat plan for the next, because that strat planning session is for 5 years, and that information, Parliament strategic planning the outcome of that strat plan, and the department's one will impact on the committee's one. So as the chair said, if members want to go ahead the 1st and the 6th, but a safer date would definitely be January. Because by that stage we would have at least the department's information and Parliament.
And then the public hearing?
Okay, Chair, let me just write that. The public hearing, we don't know who's going to attend yet because we don't know who's going to comment on the bill. Normally, for public hearings, we look at the type of bill that we're also dealing with. And members who were in the old committee knows there's normally a session at Parliament, and then the committee, once that program starts, determine the need to have provincial hearings like what happened with the RAPS bill. So it is not off the table, but it will depend on the committee's decisions that's going to be taken once we have all the submissions who are coming in. And members must remember this is a draft program. Nothing in this program is decided on. It's open for discussion, and this is the purpose of this meeting to decide. But when it comes to public hearings, we know the committee normally starts here and then determines the need to go to other provinces, like it happened with previous bills. And we will know by the 15th of January on 2020 who made submissions and who indicated that they want to present to Parliament on the bill. Chair, do you want me to continue with all the comments that members made?
I think the Friday we can look at it. If members feel that Friday, that 13th of March is the only Friday, if I'm correct, trying to check. Otherwise, you must also remember that, in fact, you'll come to understand once we start that even the committee meetings, at some instances, we shall have to have more than one portfolio committee meeting per week. Trying to get to the point where we remove, for a lack of a better word, the baggage that was not really finished by the 5th Parliament is still ours anyway. We shall have to finish it so that we find our own direction, as members say. So that will need some form of compromise from us, honorable members. I can see that Friday is, we are here up until 13 hours. It means in that term or quarter, you'll only be needed to go home late 1 week, that is March, and you must plan for it now if we agree on this program. It's the only Friday. Let's have a day. You can take a 3 o'clock flight, and I'll join you because I'll be going home. The suggestion from, well, maybe let's also deal with the issue of Honorable Mapena. We thought we want to go do oversight. That will also include us looking into the possibility of doing oversight broadly once we are done with this work. So we had that in mind, so that when we get to this issue of oversight, then we focus. Remember, up until February, Parliament will not be touching any of the our business when it comes to the bills. So we'll be able to work up until March and then deal with the oversight thoroughly as we want to do it. Otherwise, if there's a feeling that we should break a bit, which I think is will not help us, let's get done with what we need to do and go and play our oversight to Mangaung. I think we must look into those areas that we need to go and play oversight so that we are focused. The Honorable Member was just making an example by Mangaung. You may have a number of other municipalities. What was your suggestion, Honorable Hansinger, on these other issues, on the briefing on these other bills? How would you have wanted it, as in a form of planning?
Not to presume that we would get to a committee report and add that in as an item, but simply to formulate the item around the necessity to deal with the different bills, instead of suggesting that the portfolio committee at some stage would decide around a committee report on a bill which the desirability of has not been assessed amongst the members around this table and in this committee. We cannot presume that for any of the new bills, of which none of us have been informed or had any additional information on, that at some stage, as it is suggested in this draft report, that the committee would be in a position to draft a report on that bill.
Chair, it would have been great if I took the members through that report first, because it would have clarified a lot of things. There are five bills. A bill like the civil aviation, that's a new bill. So members, there's a structure that's going to be followed, because members, it's a new bill that members basically have control over, up with the content and what's going to happen next. A bill like the airports company and the HNS bills are technical bills. Those bills, although it comes from the Fifth Parliament, because they're technical, they won't take that much time. But what I needed to add, and that's why I would have liked to take members through the process, there needs to be a briefing on these bills. And that briefing would entail taking the members from the day that bill was referred to the committee, the first briefing, who said what and what happened, and that there would be a lot of people there. The people that would need to be there is the department, the parliament legal advisor, all the state law advisors that work on that bill. So the committee will have the content, what that bill said when it was introduced, what amendments were made, what the stakeholders said. So, and also what were the objections? So, and what the procedure was, because the procedure for all these bills are different. A bill like the LAPS bill would have been at the NA. So the process, although the process was intense, the bill was only here. A bill that Section 76 bill, the Land Transport Amendment bill, went through a more extensive process, and the procedure with that one is much more complicated. So the team that would be here would take the committee through it. So when I say that that program is draft and it can change even 2 days before the meeting, I mean it when I say it. There might not even be a report in the first term for two of those bills. Three, I think the committee will advance fairly, but for two, I think it will take longer, because the briefing on a bill like the RAPS bill and the Land Transport Amendment bill will take longer. I think, Chair, there will be a situation where the committee will have an initial briefing and there will be follow-up briefings before more there before, and then there would be a break for parties to consider the next position. So the report is a draft. The program is a draft program because the bills, the RAPS bill and the land transport bill is technical. For the land transport amendment bill, that bill went to the NCOP. So we would have to get the state, the people who were involved in that process, which were not the NA staff who were there, would also need to take the committee through what happened in the NCOP because our staff were not part of that process. So that is what needs to happen.
You're talking about the 11th of February.
Yes. So as I said, there might be an initial briefing on the bill with follow-up briefings because there is a lot of information, and I think it will not. The committee will not be able to go through all of that information in one session.
Yeah. Especially those of us who are new.
Yeah.
Okay. Honorable Mang.
Thank you very much to Valerie also for the explanation. I think it even deepens the crisis because I had said when I started my third comment was that I think I'm beginning to have a serious challenge in how we are going to present this. But let me not add on or deepen the crisis. Chair, I will remind colleagues that when we're discussing strategic planning session at the time, I raised a concern as to why is it at the end? Because it means we are just reacting to something. Chair, we cannot be channeled. No. I refuse to be channeled. We are the committee. We must set the agenda. As we set the agenda, we must be advised to say, as you set your agenda, remember here are critical issues that you must deal with. Here are critical timelines that you must deal with. And as a committee, we must take a considered view of saying, given all these things we are being advised on, this is what we believe as a committee we have the energy, the appetite, and the capacity to tackle. Until we do that, Chair, I will be speaking a lot on this. Now, I see on the program that next week there is a day, no, not next, this week, 28th. Parliament has got a session. I don't know how different it is from what Valerie said has already happened. Has got a planning session on the 28th of this month. Now, having listened to everything that has been said by colleagues, I want to propose that this program be reworked on, and that program must consider all the inputs we are saying. Whether there are 20 bills or what, we have to conduct some oversight work. It might be minimal and not to the extent that we would have loved to because the program might be acting. But I think it will be very suicidal for us not to consider anything. So my proposal is, with what has been put in and everything, once more, I support in principle what is being proposed in terms of dealing with the bills or the amendment bills, but I'm suggesting and proposing, Chair, that the committee considered not approving this proposed agenda, but we request the support team to consider slotting in oversight. Whether we go or people come here, for me, it's not the most important thing. But we cannot wait till the end for us to start doing some oversight. And I would also plead with colleagues as the committee to say, let's find a way through the chairperson to deposit what we think in our view are issues that we must set on the agenda for next year. Whether they are set for June or for March or for December next year, for me, it's neither here nor there. Thank you, Chair.
Honorable Ansinger.
Chair, in summary, related to the program, I accept that it's a draft program.
why should we adopt a draft program? We can certainly take notice of the draft program, but what we are dealing with here is an attempt to approve a draft program that is subject to what we heard as 110 directions, which admittedly it can go because it's a generic thing. So why should we be put in a position as a committee to have to approve this report, this program? If it's simply that we have to take notice of it, we could have been at the second item of your agenda already, with all due respect. And if any form of oversight needs to be done, which I absolutely agree, there's a huge necessity to do oversight and engage, which was part of the problems of the previous committee, in that we hardly got anywhere. And there was a whole list of places that we needed to go, which is also carry over to this committee. So what I would propose, Chair, is that we engage with the war room of PRASA specifically, since it's become very clear that it's a very isolated and a very regionally confined focus of the war room, which I'm really worried about. And the second item which I want to propose then as something we need to engage with is the recently released RTMC road accident report, which has got a couple of very exciting and good new directions in terms of what seems to be that we get grip on, you know, road behavior control aspects and elements in comparison if you look at statistics over a period. So that's a report that's been released by RTMC, and I think we should engage particularly on those two items, which I regard as high priority. Thank you, Chair.
Okay. Honorable Ramada.
Thank you, Chairperson. Mine is just follow up on what the Secretary has said on the issue here, public hearings. When she is saying they will look at the submission, the people who have submitted, I don't think it's correct because there are those who are not going to submit because of the challenges that they are having. Secondly, when we're discussing about the bill, we said the regulations will come after we have adopted the bill. And now, the submission and the input that the public has made will make the minister to make regulations, even those who didn't make submission. But if we visit, we go to them, we interact with them, because that report interacting with the people will be available. So it will assist on it will assist the minister to make a regulation. But I also want to suggest that concerning the draft, if we can have a time frame where we can submit issues that must be included, I think it's important because we were supposed to have a draft after a strategic planning wherein the issue that we have discussed will be taken into a draft and then we can discuss it because it will be from the committee. So now, because this was given to us, what we can do is to have time frame and we submit, and the issues be included. Thank you.
On McDonald.
I've forgotten the last one. He's just reminding me. He told me that I must check if we are going to have study tour, because we must study from other countries the best practices. Thanks.
Chair. Good morning. Thank you very much for acknowledging me. I would just like to add one or two things and maybe a spanner in the works. I am really concerned that one of the things that are not on the program that we are not discussing is the road safety for December. We're going to a Christmas holiday where the hooligans on the road are going to kill another 1,000 people. And there's absolutely no program from the Department of Transport on how they're going to deal with it, what is their plans, what's their strategy, nothing. Nothing to be seen nowhere. That's my first point. Secondly, on the public hearings on the Civil Aviation Amendment Bill, this weekend I spent time and I read the bill. It's going to have serious impact with GA aircraft, small aircraft, privately owned aircraft. Specifically, schools that are training younger pilots to get into the industry. And it's going to be important that we maybe have public hearings, not just in Parliament, but in places like Bloemfontein, Durban, Johannesburg, because the comments we're going to get out of this amendment bill, when you look at it from a high altitude, it looks very simple, but it's not that simple. If you actually read this bill, it's got a huge implication to aviation in this country. And I move that, I'm sure I will have support here, that we have this public hearings must be broadened in our program. Thank you, Chair.
I'm going as far to recognize through you, Chair.
It's my meeting. I was balbin in my meeting.
Chairperson, just for clarity purposes, I can be corrected, and that's why I'm asking for clarity here. In my understanding, a strategic planning session of a committee, or at least where I come from, in the local government, a strategic plan, that's where you go, and then you discuss issues that are going to be coming into the committee. You discuss issues that you're going to be dealing with in the first, second, third, and fourth term of the committee, or if needs be, we'll also be discussing as to which oversight is going to be doing where and how. And then also in there, you also consider you'll also be touching on the bills that will be coming. Now, are we not putting, there's this nice English phrase, I don't know how to say it, are we not putting the horse before the cart? Yeah, I see Mr. Lee says no shaking his head, so that means I got it right. Because, for instance, we are now considering the draft program for the first term. Now, what happens when we go on the 28th and the 29th? And then we say, okay, because as the Secretary has emphasized that this is a draft plan, 28 and 29 we decide completely that, you know what, we're just going to have a different a program altogether at a strategic session. So now, doesn't it make what we're doing here a futile exercise? Maybe I can be assisted the chair. But also just to emphasize that in the first term, regardless of how jam-packed our program is, we need to do oversight.
Well, members, let's accept an honest fact that this draft program is a living document. It's not cast on stones. It's a plan which will be modified as we go, with the additions that members are adding. That is why it is here in front of us. If it was not here, we wouldn't be engaging on the issue of the 28th and 29th, for an example, strategic planning. If there's new things that are emerging in that strategic planning, we will be able to, as a working document, as a living document, we'll be able to modify it so that we move forward. I think issues that are being raised by members here is the issue of oversight that we need to find space for. What is the other issue? Oh, you want to respond to some? Okay.
Chair, on Thursday the 28th, the NA Program Committee will decide what the Parliament's program will look like from the 28th of January until around the 19th of March. And the committee's program, and that's why I say this program is draft, the committee's program, that program determines the committee's program. If that program doesn't say oversight, then committees are restricted to, I don't want to say avoid oversight, but the chances of the committee getting permission to go away is very slim, and that's what I think I need to explain to members today. If the committee, if the program doesn't say study tours, it means the chances of a committee getting permission to go on oversight is slim. And this is also something that I need to bring to the attention of members here today. Committees who have legislation are in many instances, Mr. Mangu boxed in. We are kept here to process legislation. And every time, so if committees, and I just want to advise members here, if we slot in oversight, and I would like to have an idea of where members would like to go here, try and do that on a Friday. Because then the committee can make a case for going on oversight on that time, because Fridays are committee days. And that is if the program says no oversight, and I haven't seen any oversight on the program yet. If there's going to be oversight, it will be probably towards the end of March, but not in February, not at the beginning of March. But that will become clearer on the 28th. That's the one thing, Chair. And the other issue is, if a draft program is presented to a committee, it's a draft program. In terms of the rules, a committee decides, committee determines its program. So if a committee decides it wants to change its agenda item, it has all the powers to do so. So the program will, in many instances, will be drafted until the end of the term. And then the final issue, Chair, this plan is only for one term, because this committee, even the previous one, I never had a strategic planning session. It will be the committee's first strategic planning session, and that will be for 5 years. And only after that strategic planning session, it will become clear where it would go in 2020 for oversight, what issues will be prioritized in 2021, 2022, until the end of the 5-year term. It won't be reflected so now, but it will become clear after the strategic planning session.
The issues of the civil aviation, whether we want to take broadly public participation. This bill is for public comment until the 15th of January. And once after that, we are going to commence with what we want to do with that bill. I think it will only be fair that at that stage, we as the committee decide where we want to go. If we want to go Gaskukune, we'll go Gaskukune. It's our decision. That will happen as we get closer to that process. we will also maybe made aware in terms of the department's plans when it comes to the festive season. They normally have their plans. And maybe for KTC, because it may be fruitful for us to just be put in the know, so that we don't say, as this portfolio committee of transport, Dololo, when there's something. I think we can make that request. It would be a fair request, I'm sure. And I think that covers us here on this issue of a program. I think there was an issue that members should deposit what they want to us to engage on. It's a fair request. Let's do that and beef up this draft program. As I've said, it's a living document. It will change from time to time when we have things that we want to put. Let me take the last hand, Honorable Manu.
Thank you very much. I've got fundamental issue with this approach. I must record that. But it's not about me. On top of what you are supporting in terms of us submitting, I wanted to ask the Secretariat that because they are aware it's historic as to when we are expected to be presented with APP, for instance, or whatever that process we undertook when we started this term, all those processes. I think those processes are highly predictable. There are dates there. It would appreciate it also if that, besides what we will raise as individual members, that if they could be slotted in. I think they are very, very important. But taking into consideration what Honorable Hansinger said, we need time rather than rubber stamping to interact with those and take them forward. That is what I wanted to suggest. And if Chair could also assist us, there is a lot been raised about the strategic session, its intention. Unless we are having a total different interpretation of what this strategic session is supposed to be. Thank you, Chair.
Honorable Shaba,
you will correct me if I'm not to the point. But there was a question which was raised by one member with regard to the trips. I have never heard you or Valerie answering it correctly to say, are they important or are they going to be there? I'm not trying to say this because I want to go to trips. I know that I'm an alternative member, but it's important, according to me, that the trips should be undertaken. Thank you.
Maybe we should get, once we have agreed on a strategic plan, we must also deal with our expectations for that strategic plan. Can we get information, Valerie?
Yes, Chair. We were talking last week as support staff. There is a draft strategic planning document that I can forward to members. But because we were still waiting for information, we were but hesitant to send it to members. But if it will clarify things, then I can send it out. That's the number one, Chair. Number two, Chair, again, to come back to the NA Programming Committee. In a normal year that is not an election year, towards the end of November, the Joint Programming Committee will come up with a framework for both houses of what the parliamentary terms will look like for a parliamentary year. So that program will say first term, plenary, oversight, if there's oversight, there's normally only one week, members training. The one for the second term is the one where members will deal with the strategic planning session. So from now on, members will know that strategic planning session, APP's budget votes are always dealt with in the second term. That's why it won't be reflected in the first term, because those are the deadlines for the entities and departments submitting those reports are towards the end of March, when there's normally a constituency period. So the first thing that happens when members come back from the constituency period is a 2-3 week period for strategic planning, annual performance plans, budget votes, mini plenaries. The third term is a wonderful time to go on oversight, because that's a big chunk of that. Third term is normally set aside for plenaries and oversight. That brings us again back to the fourth term, and also for study tours, but normally the second and the third term. The fourth term is the annual report budget review period. So when the committee is dealing with a strat plan, all those activities will be set out along those terms.
Well, Honorable Shabangu, I had already said that this draft plan is trying to accommodate the wish of this portfolio committee to play oversight, and I believe the study tour is part of oversight. I said broadly, once we've dealt with this thing. So that's the view. I'm with all of you with the intention. I just think for the sake of this program, draft program, we should try and treat that in a different way. Start lobbying and doing whatever we need to do, but I'm positive about it. We should be able to do our work. Okay. Can we then take item number 2? The minutes of the Portfolio Committee on Transport. Date 19th of November. 10 hours as usual. And the venue was M315 Max Building Parliament. Can we correct the minutes? Page 1. Any correction? Page 2. Page 3. Right. Any mover for adoption? Honorable Lawrence McDonald moves for adoption. Any seconder? I don't get seconder this side. This side, any seconder? Wait, here, I normally say this side. I've never been recorded in second. Okay, Honorable Ramadu, a second. I should also acknowledge in closing that Springbok players continue to make us proud, especially our boy in France. So we should celebrate the success that they they have put us on a map and they continue to put us on a map. We should also recognize the prayer at FNB, organized by Ntate Motsepe Foundation. I'm told 110 congregations were there. 110,000 congregants were there. I think we should find a way, those of us who may want to join as this thing continues, I think it's a good thing. We should also congratulate the people of KZN. Maritzburg United FC. For playing this well and reaching the final of Telkom Knockout. And we should also congratulate Mamelodi Sundowns also for being in the final. It augurs well that we should also congratulate them. That was my closing remarks, and I don't know why what you want to say.
I just want to add something to the closing remarks. It's very important.
Yes.
Chair, thank you for interrupting your closing remarks, but I would also like to, there was an aircraft accident in the Congo over the weekend, and I would like, from my view, and I'm sure from the portfolio committee, that we extend our condolences to the many people that have lost their lives in the Congo. Thank you.
No, that is in order. So, members, enjoy your festive season and come back rejuvenated. Do not drink and drive. If there are any campaigns around our areas, Tandi, please let us know so that when we are available, we join you. From everybody at the back, my backbenchers there, it has been a pleasure to be working with you. Those who will be here from now and then, go and rest and come back rejuvenated. We will be discussing a lot of stuff that you have interest on. Please do assist us as we move on to really relay to the people the message that we have here. I think on that note, thank you. You are dismissed.
I know it's not a protocol, but where is the standing of the 28-29? When do we know? When do we come back for the strategy session or not? I guess, just to note, will we be notified? Just so that we know in terms of our planning outside here. I'm sorry for that,
Chair. I have said that they must give us information immediately when the information is available for the 28 and the 29. So the information will be coming to your post offices, to your gadgets. If needs be, we'll call you. So don't just run with the parliamentary gadgets and close it until I say close. Thank you.
Yeah, I think the last time we had the last committee meeting, you had a plea.
Okay.
I take your interest very serious. Yeah. So when you frown, I'm confused. So you had a plea to the secretary to say that people out there are actually saying that they're not seeing your work. And I see that we're back in this room where it curtails your constituents from seeing that actually the chairperson is actually working. So I'm not sure if your plea was falling on deaf ears or what, but I think the pleas of the chairperson I should champion once in a while.
Members, you are missed.